Okay, good evening. Right, the holding mem given on the base. Let's take a look now at the Tosfos. So top Tosfos there, but also this Tosfos, Yayin Konimei Hachol. So we said this person who was makabel upon himself in the Zeros on the day that when Moshiach comes, he's going to, from that day, beginning of that day, he'll be a nozer. So he said he can't drink wine any of the weekdays, Shabbos, Yom Tov, he can. Fractose for the kasha, the imtoma. My shenot, the Nosrinon Kohen, this taste the Olam Yayin. Why is it that our Kohenim here are allowed to drink wine? They should be forbidden always to drink wine. Because our Rinnah Sanhedrin, as we say in Sanhedrin, for Etzem, you should be able to drink wine. Because Moshiach will come any day and you'll be needed for the Avodah. But the reason why you are allowed to drink wine.
It won't be thrown away anyway,
will it? Well, it says the Beis Hamikdash will descend the
fire. Okay, but.
So, yeah, it could be straight away.
Animals have to be found, they have to be brought, everything.
Animals, no problem. They've got Kadassia and any of the thing, they've got the records, the medical records of all the animals.
No, I don't mean the medical records, they're physically got to be brought there for time. You're talking about time, by which time the alcohol would have worn off, you know.
No problem.
David has a whiskey here.
An hour later,
2 hours later, he's sober again. What's the problem?
No, I thought you were going to ask something else, which is...
Doesn't the Gemara talk about that every Kohen had an allocated week?
Correct. So it talks about that, but maybe it's going to be yours.
But that wouldn't restrict every Kohen, it only restrict...
Well, you don't know which week's yours. So it could be any time, it could be yours.
Yeah, I'll pass myself out anyway.
I thought you'd ask something else, which is, but the... Well, I mean, you answer this question, but I thought you were going to ask me, which is... Look, you can't do that with it straight away. You need to go through the Tahara process. You have to find the Parah Adom, or no, what's the answer to that?
I'm not sure, I don't need to do that.
I don't think so. I would talk to the answers.
No, Tumahut for B'Tzibur.
Oh, there you go, Tumahut for B'Tzibur. It's the Chuyah B'Tzibur. Right? Meaning to say, if everyone's Tommy, then can't wait around.
Right, okay.
So,
Oh, for the Tommy, anyway.
Yeah.
Tommy then the Pesach.
Yeah, at least for the
other thing is, like you said earlier, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, people weren't here that Moshiach would come because the internet's down and the telephone system's down, let's say. The same thing here. People won't hear that the Beis Hamikdash is all of a sudden come into being. So the Kohanim won't be able to run up to the Shalayim, and get there.
I'll tell you something.
You understand? So why can't the Kohanim in the UK be able to drink? They're not going to be on duty in the Shalayim.
Listen,
2 hours later.
Listen, the Havdil, right? When the IDF need their soldiers, it doesn't matter what the situation is, they get special planes on and any reservists here.
Still takes time.
But this is the Moshiach, on the wings of eagles, right? Everything is going to be, all the private jets are going to be...
I think we're talking about...
No, the
yeshivas specially learning about the Beis Hamikdash.
I'll tell you something, I did think of you yesterday. Once you were Navi Marev, I was reading Mr. Keller's Sefer HaMikdosh right from Rav Tukhachinsky there. And he talks about, a couple of times he talks about it, that cause if they were, it's not in the times of Moshiach, okay, before you get carried away here, but he says if they would have instituted today, like with the 1950, whatever he was talking about. I don't think that's what he was referring to. If we were today to bring into existence a Sanhedrin, right? He says that would, the question you've asked so many times, he says that would have tremendous ramifications on Yom Tov Sheni. But he says today, he just talks about the radio. This is because he was writing this before you had any of it. So it's the radio. Everyone would know about it over the radio. There'd be an announcement, so everyone would know. But it's interesting, on there, he does say one of the reasons why they didn't want to, maybe he's going back to the original, that whole thing with the Maharal Bach, etc. One of their concerns was about this, is if you start making a Sanhedrin, That's going to have ramifications on Eid al-Fitr. Additionally to that, so the Maribe Rav said, look, we never said, we made very clear we were not doing it for that. It was just for certain things like giving malchus. But the question is whether it could be you can't do one and not the other. If you've got a son, then you'd have to be Mekadosh Al-Pi Eliyah. And he says, you're almost asking for problems. Because once you start getting people used to radio and things like that, he says, you're bound to end up with situations where, I think he said the radio will be down in one area and things like that. You have certain situations where Be'etzem is a place where normally they get to hear about it. This time they didn't get to hear about it. There's going to be such confusion because of the new modes of... I was sort of just scanning through it, but he mentions, if you want, take a look at that. He talks about the radio.
Radio to communicate what?
When news. Kiddush HaChodesh.
Kiddush HaChodesh.
Right, you know, 6 o'clock news. Today the Beis Din were Mekadosh the month of Iyar. Next month, everyone would know. The problem is, obviously it has to be a radio station that everyone's willing to listen to. If it's the BBC, well, then you know.
Well, why would get around? You also got telephones. They also had telephones in those days. When they had the radio. So quite simply, you're telling me that David wouldn't phone me up, Miss Spring wouldn't phone me up and tell me, you know, I've just heard on the radio this, that and the other, and I'd be hearing it from all sorts of people, even by telephone.
No, there's a lot of people, same as people still, believe it or not, I've discovered people who've got much more technology than I have, they don't hear about all about the stuff, because you tell them, oh, I never knew about that one. Could be number one, they did get it, but they didn't bother looking at it and things like that. Or, but everyone assumes that they must have. Everyone must know about it.
It's an important matter, but I mean, this is a very, very important matter.
Well, okay, so
what I'm trying to say is it's again, news. It's like saying...
As I said, the reason why I mentioned it is because I thought, when I read that, I sort of was almost smiling to myself because I thought of you. But, that is, he's talking about now. Let's wait and see if I'm right. Let's not show me, should we have a to see if I'm right. I think, and I shared this with somebody else, said, of course, it's poshers like that. Poshers. When Moshiach comes, with all this all technology? I'm guessing, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
what about
I'm wrong.
All technology?
I don't think a lot of the technology will be needed anymore. I don't think we'll be using a lot of technology. That's not right.
From a practical point, I don't mean cynical, I mean from a practical point of view, though, how would people know that this is the Sanhedrin? With the Achdus amongst all Jews.
Oh yeah.
But how would...
There won't be any more politics. It'll be one for us. This time, oh yes.
And everybody will understand that.
We'll recognise it, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because I think that's a big first step.
Because you've got to realise you'll be talking about unquestioned. It doesn't matter which I don't know which Chassidus Rebbe will be the Rosh. That you'll have to wait and see, right? But because I don't know, they all have to come to an agreement. But the Mitre, it's going to be yes. That's for sure. There won't be more than one. You can't have a.
Of course you can't have one, but, you know, unfortunate
yeah.
human beings and
yeah, correct, correct.
Politics and whatever,
correct.
Human bias. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay. I mean, I told you I was, one of my rebbes, Ron Kern, he said to me that his concern about the whole thing with the Tehillah, his personal concern is, people say, well, okay, so if we're wrong, what's so gefährlich? Okay, so when Moshiach comes, if we're wrong, we'll change the right one. What's so gefährlich? So he says, who says they will? Who says they'll change? I mean, Moshiach will come soon. So he said, first of all, he pointed to the Gemara in Sukkah, quoted before, right? The Gemara sort of says, if you can't get hold of an astro, don't get hold of an astro by the end. The Gemara says, don't get any ideas, don't take a ribbon or a polish or a quince. The Gemara says, well, obviously, it's got to be pretty solid. The Gemara says, yeah, since there is nothing else, maybe we should do it as a Zeichel Ador, or Kamashma, or we don't. The Gemara says, well, actually, that's a very good idea, maybe we should do it as a Zeichel Ador. To which the Gemara says, no, because Dilma Ossi and Mitra. What does that mean? Because next year, people may come along and say, where's the pomegranate? Can you just imagine this? You've been to the shuk in Eretz Yisrael, the Arba Minim shuk there. Right? It's huge. Can you just imagine a guy walking in the next year and saying, "Oh, yellow fruit. Where's the pomegranates?" Right? It seems ludicrous. Well, Chazal, I know this is all get very excited about it, right? But Chazal say it can happen. right? So you may say, but come on, that is ridiculous. After all, it is ridiculous. He says, well, what happened with the Regina Tzachelet? The Regina Tzachelet has for sure been debunked, right? Rav Herzog already pointed out, it doesn't, again, the Regina Rebbe was a choshava, choshava, not a problem. Kanireh, he was, seems he was duped by a pharmacist or something like that, somebody intentionally or unintentionally, could be he misunderstood what he wanted, but basically he was putting in, he was using the ferrous, right, iron base, and therefore that's what was producing the blue colour. That was the problem, he couldn't get it to go blue, he was convinced he had the right thing. So if that's sort of pointed out, well, you could do that with anything. You could take whatever you want, take your apple juice and put the ferrous thing, it'll also go blue. It doesn't make a difference what you take. So it's been debunked, and yet, as I'm standing here, the Regina Chassidim are still putting on the Regina Tzachelet. So, if the Rebbe said, we don't question. So he said, don't be so sure that when Moshiach comes and says, no, this is not the right Tzachelet, you won't have people saying, the Rebbe said, right? Why am I saying that? What did you just say before? It was to do with, what did you just said? Who asked? Who just asked the last question?
I said, would everybody accept?
Would everyone accept? Right. Would everyone accept? So I said to you, so therefore I don't know. You never know. It could be you will get some mad individual and say, the Rebbe. I mean, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Rebbe, right? You know, but Klal Yisrael as a whole, the club will recognize, yes, that it is only one Sanhedrin. That much we don't have to worry about.
As monks, as I was there on Wednesday, they have all this feeling, all the beginning and all the whole thing. You know about this one?
Nope.
They have the teaching there, and they have all, you know, how to do it, and they have feeling the square one, the old one, the whole table of four.
Yeah. Okay.
So let you know.
Fine. So the question over here is again, the Gemara says, but Etzem you shouldn't be able to have why. Because you may be needed when Moshiach comes. Amol, but the Gemara Sanhedrin, Mo'ata. So we're doing Tosis. Top one. Mo'ata. What? I think it's Rebbe who says this over there. What can I do? Shetakanosai, kalkanosai. Because that tikkun is his kilkul. Meaning to say, Pirush, she'obru kamoshonim. Because unfortunately, so many years have gone, right? 2,000 years plus. Shalonim Nahabai, the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been built. And therefore, we say, look, a bit like you were saying before, so many years have gone, the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been built, so you can't say the Kohanim can't drink wine for 2,000 years. Right? So, because of, call it probability or past performance, however you want to word it, the fact is, the Kohanim are allowed to drink wine. Why? At the end of the day, no. We should be choshish. You can come any day for chod yom. So therefore, you shouldn't be able to drink wine. But Yesh Shleim answers Tosfos. The Hosfos is over there. Leko isura. Bit like you were saying. Look, there isn't any isur. He's allowed to drink wine. And if Moshiach does come, you haven't done anything wrong. So come and say, Mr. Freeman, we need you for the avoda, but I can't. Okay, so you haven't done anything wrong. When you drunk the wine, you are entitled to drink the wine. That people are going to start blaming you. You say, well, excuse me, there's plenty of other kernel. Oh, you shall not, or you're going to have a quick shlof, and you'll sweep it off. So that it's not like it's going to be the absolutely all or end. We'll manage without, or we'll sort it out very quickly. Aval hocham, but over here, e osi. Okay, don't look at past performance because, you know, I wouldn't say it's bad luck. It'd be very good luck for at least for all of us. If Moshiach does come, over al Nazirusay. Boy, oh boy, is he going to be berating himself because the mitre, he would have been a nozir from the beginning of that day, and he would have been over on his Nazirus. And like I always say, when it comes to Averis are poison. And therefore, when it comes to poison, people don't take chances. You don't look at statistics and say, oh, it's a very, very low probability. Things happen. And if it happens, most normal people, at least, look at it and say, you know what, it's not worth taking the chance. Now, you may say, but it's so infinitesimally small, yeah, but that's a lack of betachon. Because if a person honestly believes, b'chol yom achak eloi, she'yavo, then we know that really past performance has absolutely nothing to do with it. I think we've said, if you flip a coin, I say to you, I'm about to flip the coin, heads or tails. What's the probability? You say 50-50. I flip the coin and it lands on heads. I then say to you, okay, I'm going to flip it a second time now. No, what's the probability of it landing on heads? Still 50-50. Assuming there's nothing wrong with this coin and I'm not doing anything, I haven't got some means of tricking it, you know, etc. Even if it lands on heads 10 times, when I do it the 11th time, it's still 50-50. The truth is, after a certain amount of time, you probably begin to, you get a bit suspicious. But probability doesn't change, and therefore the fact that Moshiach hasn't come for 2,000 years doesn't change the fact that he could come within our reach. He could come right now. Well, I mean, obviously Eliyahu has to come first, but maybe he's come. And therefore, we don't take chances when it comes to Yisro. When it comes to the question of the kohen drinking wine, he's not doing any Yisro. There's nothing wrong with that. So no, you're not equipped to start being, you know, sort of saying, well, you're betochen, okay, I'm allowed to live my life normally as well.
This is the right of that. Because this is the bond of souls, it's suffering the bond of the kula. So in a sense, you are taking the risk of this, the opponent. And this is the right of that.
I don't know if we would say Sophie de Rabbonon. It's an interesting question whether you would apply Sophie de Rabbonon to such a case.
No, not this. This is the right of the case of the Nader would be this is the right of that. That's what we don't think. But I'm saying it's the Rabbonon we do take this.
No, I realise, but even if it was an Issa Darabon, I'm not sure if we would say that.
We do,
what I'm trying to say is something which is something about to happen in the future. So it's an unusual something to Darabon.
I see what you mean.
It depends on. I don't know, it's a very interesting question.
I see what you mean.
If you've got something which is a Sophic Darabon, but it's not a Sophic on the Matthias of the past. It's not a topic in Din, which is basically is also somewhat in the past.
Yeah.
It's something which is be'etim, it's in our control. Maybe not mine personally, but collectively, we could bring it straight off. This is a topic on whether we're going to do something. I don't know if you're going to say a topic that I want. If Klali Yisrael
you're
were
saying Moshiach will come, depending on what happens, the
minimum is
the drag of Klali Yisrael, as I was just saying. And therefore, in a sense, it's a communal, in our communal. Power to bring it. Is that what you're saying?
Either that, well, it goes both ways. Either that, or whether we're about to hit the rock bottom. That would be a topic which is not, which is, I mean, it's also in our hands, but not only in our hands. But yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know how that would work. Topic. I mean, maybe it's the same. Maybe yes, and maybe not.
So what was it?
Because with the Drabana, we do take chances, because there's some Drabana in the Kulas, I mean. And
but like you said, it's not something that I want to.
Have I benched or not? So it's not for a woman, for example. Have I benched or not?
That's a topic on the pot.
Yes. But you don't bench again because you're saying the Kula. So you're going to be.
Correct.
If you were going to be particularly careful, you would say.
That's also going to be a topic of Zalka, but even without that, that's a topic on the pot.
It is.
Because you're not mechuyev to, again, because it could be chazal or not mechuyev right. To do something, misophic. That's one possibility.
Yes,
So you could do the same thing. I haven't.
So if this kohen, sorry, or the nozi drinks something at lunchtime, and then he finds out after lunch that his nizirah started that. At the beginning of that day. So it's retrospectively he would be fine. What happens if he doesn't find out until the following day?
Either he's been over
so he's been over. So it's not depending on what he finds out.
No.
So can you make a neder whereby you made a neder that I'm going to start from this day and you won't know when that is. It's up to somebody else to tell you when it is.
That's it.
It's still a valid.
Yeah. There is something that's called haflo of Benaziris. There are certain requirements of certain that have to be clear. But not like this, because it will be clear when it happens, it will be clear. You may take a little bit of time to find out, but there's no topic regarding it.
I'm not.
so worried about when you find out. I'm just more concerned about is the nadir valid? If
no, that,
you
so
can't
that,
control it.
Yes, what I'm saying is that there are certain cases where if it's in certain, we say the dars of a person, he would not be makabel ala sofi, something which you'll never find out. So, for example, if let's say a person says, I'm going to be makabel naziris if there's if in this pile there's 50 kilo of wheat. Right? And then, before I get to measure it, the pile gets burnt. So, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. It's a machlokes in the Gemara whether we say that a person. Mitzadech, when you say sofi derayta lechumra, finish. The other side says, no, a person never had das to be makabel something which is ala sofi. The hainu now is going to be a sofi. His das is it better to the sofik? It's not even a, it won't be a 50-50, it'll be a zikha not. I'm only being makabel if I find out for sure there's 50 kilo in here. If I don't find out, then even if in Shomayim they know there's 50 in here, it's irrelevant. I was never makabel. It's a day in the Gemara, not here.
So in theory, according to that, if you never ever find out about Mashiach coming, even though he came, you will never be recovered it.
No, that is a bit different.
It's not
chad,
really.
If it was, if there was such a thing as you know, it was a secret no one could find out, it would always remain a sophie, then yeah, something like that. But it's not going to happen.
I remember we believe when Mashiach comes, everybody will recognise when the real Mashiach comes.
Yeah.
Because we've had in history, you know, Sabtai Tzvi and all these others.
Yep.
But the fact that people, it wasn't 100% accepted, should have told everyone, they should have realised.
we'll know. When it's the real one, yeah.
And there will be no doubt.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the. So he wants to say. So that's the answer. We were perikam of the beitzah, the first paragraph of beitzah. And we also say yachayshin on Hashem yibana. We also say over there with chayshish. Maybe it's going to be built. So it's not just we're not chayshish for that. It's just because in the case of the kohen over there, he's not doing anything wrong even if Moshiach comes. So therefore, we're not machayv to abstain from wine.
Yeah.
But is there a chashash? Of course there's a chashash. And therefore, if that chashash could result in Issa, you have to be chashish. But Rabbeinu Tam and Farish, Rabbeinu Tam, he explains like this. He says, B'yem Shefen Dovid Bo means something else. It's not on the day that Moshiach actually comes. It means Sherot Uyidovo. I mean to say, I'm going to be makabel the zeros upon myself on the day that David HaMelech, in other words Moshiach, could come. Oh, that's a different story now.
What day is that?
Well, potentially any day, except Shabbos, Yom Tov, right?
Yeah.
So he says, V'hashma v'kal shomidi. If you go with the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, well then, we don't have any question anymore. It's got nothing to do with the Kohen. The Kohen is only has a problem drinking the wine if Moshiach actually comes. In other words, if the Beis HaMikdash gets filled. Here, however, as long as it's the day that Moshiach could come, he's a nozim. And if Moshiach couldn't come, then he's not a nozim. It's very simple. You just work out, could he come today, or is there something in the way?
So,
such as Shabbos.
So,
that's
what
he could make every day. Yeah.
Yep.
In effect, his Naziris starts the day he makes a declaration, but it doesn't include Shabbos and Yadav. So it's not dependent on...
No. See, it depends on what day he accepts it. 100%. If he accepts it, Tosfos is going to discuss this in a second. In fact, he's going to ask this question. But, I mean, I'll tell you, if he says this on Wednesday, then no, he won't be able to drink on Shabbos. Because already on Wednesday he could have come. That's right.
Yeah, so.
So then by the time he gets to Shabbos, too late. Tosfos is about his last point out.
Yeah.
So how to learn tomorrow, Tosfos is going to deal with that in a second.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he says, V'nicho nami. So another thing with this Rabbeinu Tam that we gain is, so again, that's point number one. With that Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, we've dealt with the question of the Kohen, because there it's, like we said, you're not mechuyav to start being chashish for something which, again, past performance has shown that, you have to make him otter for so long, somewhat unnecessarily, we're not mechuyav to do that. Whereas over here, it's just a very clear cut pasuk. Work out if he comes today, and if yes, that's it. And it's a bugger. I don't care whether he comes or not. You're going to be a nozim. So this is with this peshat v'nicha nami masha makshinon. We can also answer another thing that we ask, which is, am I also? You asked this yesterday. Yeah? Why stamazoi? Why is he also? Why can't I have today? Because maybe Moshiach is going to come. He did say, who? He didn't say Moshiach. What was his lashon? Harini nozib yom sheben ben David bo. Now, there's a seder on the board. Now, maybe certain we don't know the order, but one thing we know for sure is that before Moshiach ben David comes, Moshiach ben Yosef has to come.
Hmm.
He's going to die in battle. There is a little bit of time, I don't know how long it's going to be, but... Hmm. But Moshiach ben Yosef, he's going to love it to him. But I know, Bo, he hasn't yet come. Right? So, he says, but according to Rabbi Nathan, that's answered. Why?
Because a day when the Moshiach ben David can come.
And therefore, are you going to say he can't come today? Because until Moshiach ben Yosef comes, he can't come. So he can't come today. Like on Shabbos. We said he can't come on Shabbos. Why not? Because he didn't come yesterday. I mean, that was at least one stage in the Gemara, right?
And the two have to come on different days?
Well, hold on a second. So he says, but according to this, though, at least we can answer it, because maybe Moshiach ben Yosef has come. And he went to the base of our so therefore it could be he could come today. Right? Not as potentially he could come today.
Maybe he has come, but we've already said that so if you start that with the Moshiach ben David, maybe he's come and he's gone to the base and says it's a bit strange that both of them came and nobody knew about them.
Oh, some people knew about it. Again, we went through the essay, here we don't know about it. Plenty of people know about it. Anyone who's around the base of my brother. Well, as I said, I shouldn't have really said that over here because it's got nothing to do with that. The Yisoid is today that he could come. That's all we need. Again, if it's Tali B'Poyel, then I'm going to start asking you questions, which is, but B'Poyel is not coming today because Moshiach ben Yosef hasn't come yet. So we're missing a piece of the puzzle.
But we're not coming the same day.
Oh. David just said. So that's the question.
Yeah.
Could Tosfos seems to be taking on as a double posh that they're not going to come on the same day. Because Moshiach ben Yosef has to come, fight a battle, and then die in battle, and only thereafter, I don't know if it's immediate, but Moshiach ben David will come and finish off the battle. Let's even assume it's straight afterwards. On the other hand, if these battles, we're talking about 11-minute battle, and they talk about, the Gogomor, I don't know which battle it's going to be, but then maybe he could come. Tosfos seems to be taking on not. Okay, something to check up with. I'm sure somebody is my this. Okay, he says. It is very even this part of Tosfos is really difficult without the next because of what Tosfos is about to ask. So, until you see that answer, everything's still up in there.
I'm going to say, don't we know then that he will die in battle and everybody will know?
Oh, that part, yeah.
Yes. So it takes away your
Moshiach, after he's come, everyone will know, yeah. It talks about their spade, it depends whether they're spading. By the time they're spading, it might sound like a big they're spading. But number one, it depends on whether they're going to be broadcast, and if they'll do a Zoom thing, it depends on whether that's down, it could be that will be down as well. But so that's number one. Number two, the time they're spading will be straight away. It does talk about the spading they're going to make for Moshiach ben Yosef. So I don't know. Okay. There, the Tosfos says there is this one big problem.
When the Moshiach ben Yosef comes and then he's killed in battle, so people will be on alert that the Moshiach ben David can come any second. So they, even if he comes to the Lishkas HaGozis, people will be on alert to have the radios on or whatever. Just
there won't be any radios.
Well,
exactly.
The man will go to the base.
Okay, they'll have their carrier pigeons ready.
That's right. That's right. I suppose they'll survive, hopefully.
Okay. Abul Kosher, he says, but we still have a difficulty, and that is, hide the product of the song, that which we ask nearby. Bechol nami deshtari, we ask that on a weekday as well, it should be permitted to have the wine. Why? The holo also Eliyahu me'atzmo. Because Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. So this is the problem I'm running into as I'm trying to explain this. It's automatic. Because that's why I made the mistake of saying about any maybe Moshiach Ben Yosef came, yeah, and he went to the Lishkas. He's gone to the Lishkas. But again, that's not the point. We're trying to avoid that, because we're saying that the whole answer that Rabbi Nitzav is, I don't care whether he's come or not. As long as today is a day when potentially Moshiach could have come. If he didn't come because Eliyahu hasn't come yet, Moshiach Ben Yosef hasn't come yet, and I know for a fact, Eliyahu has not come. Moshiach Ben Yosef has not come. Maybe because we don't say, everyone's going to know, it's irrelevant. Moshiach could have come. That's it.
Could have come. Not
could have come. Yes.
So how do you define a day?
There's nothing mitzvah today that makes it impossible for him to come.
So the
Shabbos, potentially there is, as a tuchun.
But that possibly. We never got
that's the whole side of the Gemara.
Right.
And that's what the Gemara wanted to prove.
So no longer it's because Eliyahu came the previous day, it's just potentially according to this new pshat.
Correct. And therefore, scrap what I said about Moshiach when he was going to the thing. That's a mistake for me.
But even then, you can't say Eliyahu definitely wouldn't come, because we never came to a conclusion about the Chumash.
That's the whole side of the Gemara.
Yeah, but
that's
we don't get. But again, since we don't know the answer about Chumash, but eventually Paschal that there isn't.
No, but Oyvah Doid. So that's the two possibilities. Either Moshiach can't come on Shabbos because of Tchumen,
yeah,
or he can't come on Shabbos because
Eliyahu isn't coming on Friday.
No, because Eliyahu can't come on Friday. If Eliyahu can't come on Friday, Moshiach can't come on Shabbos.
Eliyahu can't come on Friday, that's right. So anyway, he can't come because Eliyahu can't come. So Shabbos is safe.
It's one of the two
problems. We don't need a Tchumen actually. Eliyahu can't come Friday, that's it. Okay. So Shabbos is not a day he can come, every other day he can come basically.
Yeah.
According to this. Yeah.
If it's not the same day, I'm just thinking it out now. What's it got to do with Eliyahu? We should have really been told him Moshiach Ben Yosef. Eliyahu can't come on Friday. So
but you
what?
Know Eliyahu's coming one day.
If Eliyahu can't come on Friday, and therefore what? From when the Gemara was going through this, Eliyahu can't come on Friday.
Moshiach can't come on Shabbos.
He can't come on Shabbos anyway, because Moshiach Ben Yosef has to come first. Unless you say they can come on the same day, but then this question of Tosfos doesn't make any sense. The whole question of Tosfos is based on the fact that we're making an assumption that Moshiach Ben Yosef and Moshiach Ben Dovid aren't going to come on the same day.
Why?
No, it's not, because one of them is supposed to be dying the day before.
There has to be a day before. It can all happen on one day.
Again, if you can come on the same day, then we can answer this question just simply by saying it doesn't matter whether Moshiach Ben Yosef has to come or not.
Yeah,
okay, but Tosfos doesn't give that answer.
Okay.
This is going straight to the Rabbi Nitzav. Those who don't hold the Rabbi Nitzav, maybe they'll say like you're saying, they can come on the same day.
Yeah.
But I'm asking, Anat Tzad, you go with Tosfos, this thing, they won't come on the same day. Well then, what's it got to do with the fact, because then Eliyahu can't come on Friday, and if he could come on Friday, Moshiach still can't come on Shabbos, because if Eliyahu comes on Friday, Moshiach Ben Yosef would come on Shabbos, earliest, assuming he could, so Moshiach Ben Yosef can't come until Sunday.
So everything is...
That is effectively Tosfos' question. Tosfos, we're going around in circles really, if you really think about it, because therefore any day, yeah, we are during the week, you should have the same thing, because Eliyahu hasn't come. He said, who says Eliyahu hasn't come? Because maybe we're going to discuss it. Well, even if he did, where's Moshiach Ben Yosef? Push it off another day. So you have to say the same thing, exactly. And you have that as well.
Is it a given that Moshiach Ben Yosef will come after Eliyahu?
Maybe not. Maybe you're right. Maybe Moshiach Ben Yosef will come before him. Maybe.
Yeah.
And hopefully it will come. But if he hasn't come, if he's already been here and we didn't know about it, and we're still waiting for 2,000 years, but you know, so that doesn't help us at all.
You're right. Perhaps that's the answer. Perhaps Moshiach Ben Yosef will come before.
Not before, because it'll be Mechavet Gog and Magog. They said he will die Mechavet Gog and Magog.
No, but the question is before after Eliyahu.
Eliyahu. If
you want to complicate matters even more, there is even a thing about Eliyahu may come twice. I don't know. Okay, so this is a little bit. The Marashah is busy trying. Let me just finish this first, and then we can revert to the Marashah, because the Marashah is thinking about it. But let's just see what. Tosfos says, he says, we do have a problem, that is, how the part of the song, that which we ask nearby, but Chol, not even Shtarit, should be put on the weekday as well, so Chol, also Eliyahu, we ask him, because Eliyahu didn't come the day beforehand. So what? Mikol Mokh, whenever they're there, Toyo Roy, lovely, he could have come the day beforehand. So Yesh Loma, listen to this answer first. The Nefiyah Maskon or Porich. When the Gemara asked that question, it's like three stages ahead, and it already knows what's going to happen three stages ahead. Let me just explain. Remember, the Gemara, once we get to the end of this, right, we say basically we don't know whether Yesh Tuchim and the Ma'adam Yasa or not. Could be, right, we go back and forth, back and forth, we say, you know what, maybe it's only the Tuchim. So then the Gemara just says, well, hold on a second. End of that discussion. But for the record, when you quoted this Brisa about the case of the Nozir, when exactly was he making this Nazirus? When was he making this declaration, I should say? And the Gemara answered, it has to be that it was on Shabbos or Yom Tov itself. Because if not, then he's not going to be able to have on Shabbos. Because any day, right, Wednesday, if he made this declaration on Wednesday, by the time he gets to Shabbos, he can't have the wine because maybe Moshiach's already come. You just don't know about it.
Right.
And therefore, he wouldn't be able to have wine on Shabbos because once the Nazirus kicks in, he's also even on Shabbos. And on my, it has to be on Shabbos itself he made the declaration. Then we say, well, look, yesterday you definitely weren't in Nazir, even Moshiach came because you didn't make the declaration yesterday. So the earliest you could be is today. Today Moshiach's not coming. That I know. Either because of the Tchonin, or because Eliyahu couldn't have come yesterday.
That saves him for that Shabbos, doesn't save
correct.
Him for the next Shabbos.
Correct. That's the answer to the Gemara. And it's one Shabbos. One Shabbos so and one Yom Tov.
Every subsequent Shabbos.
That's the Gemara. That's how the Gemara comes.
So why is the Shabbos worried about the fact that he couldn't drink wine to on Shabbos, first Shabbos?
So let me say again.
Let's say he made it on a Thursday, and he never drank wine on subsequent Shabbos.
Correct.
So what? I mean,
and
I don't know why we get involved in saying, did we say he definitely made it on Shabbos?
That's the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara says that.
I don't know why I have to say that.
Because otherwise the Brisa doesn't make any sense. The Brisa says when the Sfas makes the declaration on weekdays
he can drink on Shabbos.
And on Shabbos he can't.
Yeah, okay.
Other way around. On Shabbos he can.
It's a very specific scenario.
He made the declaration on Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really the other way around. On Shabbos he could drink. The weekdays he can't, and then a chami, but that means going forwards as
one
well.
One Shabbos, that's it.
And a chami.
I'm just reading now the new Malachi. Pitom yavo adam lechalok. Katuv b'Malachi. She Amashiach yavo itgalef pitom. So that means we'll have Mashiach ben Eliyahu, Mashiach ben Yosef, and then of the scenario that what will happen around this time, katuv pitom yavo adam lechalok. That means Mashiach will be here anyway, but he will just appear.
Right.
So that means Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu Yavo, Mashiach ben Yosef, and we don't know about nobody will announce about Mashiach ben David. Gadol bitom yavo adam lechalok. It's a pasuk in Malachi. Not
right.
Remember the pasuk. So I just checked now.
From Kuntul.
Malachi Gimel Aleph.
Okay,
so
let's wait.
Nobody will
announce
for
us. Okay, we're going to see the Ben Zashem, the
Marashah after. Okay, we'll talk about it.
I don't know if you will, but
let's check the Pasuk, because I remember I told
the Friedman
about the Pasuk,
because
I heard the lecture about it.
Yeah, okay. So he says, So Yesh Lema, the answer is, the Lefi Amaskon HaPorech, when the Gemara asks, but during the week you should be able to drink. Wednesday I should be able to drink. Why? Because Eliyahu didn't come on Tuesday. The fact is, who cares? But he could come on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're asking according to the Maskon. We already know that we're talking about where he made the Neder on
Shabbos.
Of the Mukminon that we established, the Kori B'Shabbos. We're talking about a case where he was on Shabbos, but then he made the declaration. Mishum Hoki, that's why the Gemara asked, Parikh asked, the Chol Lishtari. Meaning to say, if he made the declaration on a weekday, then on that day, he should be permitted. You're saying, on Shabbos, it's mutar. On a weekday, not. You know what? That's only because he made the declaration on Shabbos. And if he made the declaration on Wednesday, on that Wednesday, he should be mutar. Why? Because Eliyahu didn't come on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I see we knew about it.
Meaning to say, if it's a Yom Shinoda, but in the same scenario, like you're making the scenario when he makes the Neda on Shabbos, so make the scenario if he makes it on Tuesday. On that Tuesday, would he be allowed to drink? Yes, it's not nothing to do with Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's to do with the fact that on the day when he makes the Neda, Moshiach can't come. Why not?
But we don't know that.
It's not a day that he could come. That's the answer to the Gemara.
Right, okay.
Before we get to the answer to the Gemara, today is not a day that he could come because Eliyahu hasn't yet come. That the Gemara answers, yes, it is a day that he could come, because it could be that he's already gone to the base in Adon, right? That's the he didn't come the day before, and that the Gemara answers. Who says he didn't come the day before?
Yeah. But you can't compare the two, because on Shabbos, fact, he can't come. Whereas weekday, he could come, but the possibility.
Why can't he come on Shabbos?
Because we said that Eliyahu can't come on a Friday. Mm.
Not yet. This is the stage before that.
Because of the
tchumah.
No, it's when we said no. Again, if you hold this, that's what the Gemara wants to prove. The Gemara says no, it's nothing to do with tchumah. The reason why on Shabbos it's you can have the wine is why? Because he can't come today. Why? Because Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. Before we get into the thing, he can't possibly come the day beforehand. This is before that. He didn't come the day beforehand. I didn't hear anything about it. So after the Gemara, well, hold on a second, if he's Makabal Naziris on Wednesday, at least on that Wednesday, he should be allowed to have the wine. He can't come today. Because on Tuesday he didn't come, Eliyahu didn't come. I didn't hear about it. So he didn't come. So Moshiach can't come today, on Wednesday. Thursday, maybe he could come. Potentially he could come. Right from the time that I made the Neder. So to that, the Gemara says, no. Because it could be he did come on Tuesday, you just didn't hear about it. So the Gemara says, okay, well, same thing on Shabbos then. If he was Mekabel Naziris on Shabbos, what do you mean he can't come? If you're saying there's no problem with Tchumen, that's what you're trying to argue. No problem with Tchumen. So it's all through Eliyahu? Why can't he come on Shabbos? Because Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, how do you know he didn't come yesterday? Maybe he did and you just didn't hear about it. He went to the Beis HaMikdash. So that the Gemara answers, because Eliyahu's zikr did not come on Friday, because he won't disturb the Shabbos preparation. And then the Gemara goes on. Yeah? That's the way to sort of try and read this Gemara. Okay, I say still trying to figure out certain new sense of it. So the Marashal is trying to work out what's going on with this thing about Moshiach Ben Yosi. Yeah? Going back a stage, the Gemara Tosfos says, you're busy telling me you can't have wine today, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever it is, because maybe Eliyahu came the day beforehand, you don't know anything about it. Hold on, Moshiach Ben Yosi has to come first. Right. I was like, that was the question. So, Marashal says, what exactly is the question?
But how can you be?
Let's just see. Before we get into any just posh pshat here, right? Maybe, what's your problem? Does Moshiach Ben Yosi doesn't come? Now, let me ask you a question. I know Shaltiel says, everyone, let's just see what the Marashal says. We're going to try and work this one out. If Moshiach Ben Yosi comes, are you taking him as a double poshut? We don't know about it, with your radios, with your phones, without that. Will everyone know about it? Or are you taking on a possibility that he may just go straight to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we may not hear about it in London? So he says, let's try and work it out. If they mean to say that Moshiach Ben Yosi, Zechariah won't have gone to the Beis HaMikdash, why? Because, look, everyone will know about it before Moshiach Ben, for sure, before Moshiach Ben David comes, yeah? In other words, I'm saying to you like this. This is asking a kasha. You're saying today is Thursday, right? Thursday. Maybe Moshiach is going to come today, right? But what about Eliyahu? Maybe Eliyahu came yesterday and he went to the Beis HaMikdash. So I didn't hear about it. Frektosus, but one second. You may have not heard about Eliyahu, but there's no way Moshiach Ben David is coming today before everyone's heard about Moshiach Ben Yosi. Whether Moshiach Ben Yosi is first going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, Gesundheit, maybe he will. But I know one thing is for sure, like you were saying beforehand, everyone's going to know about Moshiach Ben Yosi before Moshiach Ben David comes. So in which case, I don't know, I'm safe today. So I don't know, Eliyahu did come, didn't come, maybe it's the Beis HaMikdash, maybe he's hiding, I don't know where he is. One thing I know is, I haven't heard anything about Moshiach Ben Yosi. And if I didn't hear anything about Moshiach Ben Yosi, I know Moshiach Ben David is not coming today. Because that's like it tonight. Is that pshat? So, says the Marashah, if that's what he means to say, then the Maskana, I've also got a problem, right? Because we say, any day that he touches us, right? The Pshat and the Gemara is, any day that he makes the Neder, let's say Wednesday he makes the Neder, today you should be able to have the wine, right? Thursday, I should be able to have the wine, because today it's not a day that he could come, right? Why? Because Moshiach Ben Yosi hasn't yet come.
The premise is that you will know about Moshiach Ben Yosi, but not necessarily about Eliyahu. Is that how I'm understanding it?
No, no, but in other words, it's the question still stands. Why can I not have wine today? If I was Macabre today...
Yeah, I understand, but...
Don't give me about Elio, because he could come today. He could come today. Aye, Elio. Maybe he went and he's hiding in the basement.
Well,
I know Moshe Ben Zolder can't come. He can't come today because, I know, it's almost 7:30, we're getting close, right? Only got another minute or so. No, it's 26, okay. So, Moshe Ben Zolder is not coming today because none of us have heard anything about Moshe Ben Yosef. So he's not coming today. So he can't come today. He can't come today. So in which case the question still stands. Why, if I'm a couple of the Zeus today, why can't I with this declaration, right?
Yeah, why can't
I drink some wine? What's the problem? The Gemara won't have answered that question. So what are you going to say? No, because maybe Moshe Ben Yosef himself, maybe we won't hear about it, maybe he'll go to the Beis Nar Gadol. Yeah? Well then, you're back to square one, which is, well then, your original question about Moshe Ben Yosef. Yeah?
It's the same as Elio.
It's the same as Elio,
exactly. You haven't gained anything. Why ask it?
Yeah, whichever way you go, he's basically going to say, I can't do it, I regal achas. But take a look at this Marashol, then Hashem on Sunday we'll pick it up from there.
There has to be a difference between Moshe Ben Yosef and Elio, that's what we're saying.
Oh, so, well,
there has to be some difference to make him ask the question.
He doesn't give it off. Work it through. We'll see if anyone can come up with an answer. I mean, maybe you could have come up with part of the Maharam speaks about it as well. The Maharam does give a pshat for faces. We're trying to work out what exactly is Tosis trying to ask with Moshe Ben Yosef. Okay, have a good shot.
But according to Rabbi Natan, there wouldn't be a kasher.
Correct. But it has to be something that's going to work with the Maharam, yeah. Correct.
Ten past seven. Yeah. This year would be 10:07.